Vaydavar Hashem al Moshe, Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the two sons of Aaron were nifter, Bikorvosom Lufnei Hashem Vayamusim, when they came close before Hashem and they were nifter. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dachnan Bezam et Aleph, that says that Moshe and Aaron were walking, and Nadav and Avihu would follow close behind them. Nadav said to Avihu, when are these two Zakenim going to be nifter? And you and I will take over the generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll see who will bury whom. Now the Chayra, this Maimer Chazal is pillar point. How is it possible that two tzaddikim like Nadav and Avihu, they're able to say that when a Moshe and Aaron going to be nifter? And the prat that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron that about Nadav and Avihu, it says b'kroi by Yakodesh, I will be sanctified by those that are close to me. So how is it shayach that Nadav and Avihu, two such great tzaddikim, should say something like that about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron? So Yehuda Tzadka in the Sefer Kol Yehuda says the following: not that Nadav and Avihu were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to be nifter, but they saw that the Bnei Yisrael, they had tainas and complaints against Moshe and Aaron, which is a normal thing against leaders of Klal Yisrael. It's normal for there to be tainas and complaints, and this they felt was a tremendous chilul Hashem. So they were tailored in the fact that Moshe and Aaron come from a different generation. They don't understand the needs of the new generation. Memela, they said that when we take over, things will be different. We already have a better understanding of the new generation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll see who buries whom. In other words, with such a thought, with such a toys, you're not ready to be manhigim either. Chazal say, the Gemara says, it's a Teseptan Abay Gezara. Roshim Ben Elazar Eimer, Im Yoyru Lucho Yiladim, B'nu Beis HaMikdash, if children, the youngsters, tell you build a Beis HaMikdash, don't listen to them. I'll teach my lab. If Zakenim tell you knock down the Beis HaMikdash, listen to them. The building of youngsters is really knocking down. And the knocking down of Zakenim is really a binyan. Ariel the Dover, Rechavim ben Shlomo, when he took over for Shlomo HaMelech, so he felt that he didn't have control, he didn't have power over the Bnei Yisrael. So he asked the elders, he asked the Zakenim, what should I do? People were complaining that the taxes are too high, and Shlomo HaMelech ruled too harshly with them. So the Zakenim said, you know, you have to listen to what they say, you have to take that into consideration. He went to the Ne'arim, they said, well, help them. You have to strengthen your hold on them, you have to tighten your fist against them. And he listened to the Ne'arim. See, he was interested in binyan. He was interested in having more of a hold on them, more of a melucha. And lehepach, because he listened to the Ne'arim, lehepach, he ended up, Klal Yisrael was split, and that eventually led to the Churban. When Klal Yisrael was not ba'akdus, it led eventually to the Churban. Conversely, the Pirush Minchas Bikurim on the Tosefta says that Stira Zakein and binyan, Baba Ben Buta, lived in the times of Hurdis. And Hurdis, after he killed out Gans Malchus Beis Chashmenoi, so he asked Hurdis, how do I rectify this? I realized that I did something wrong. How do I rectify this? I killed Chachamim. So Baba Ben Buta told him, knock down the old Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it. You extinguish the light of the world, you have to rekindle it by rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara is, Shailas Baba Ben Buta's Eitzah was a good Eitzah. Number one, you're not supposed to knock down a Beis Medrash before you have another one already. The Gemara asks that as a kasha. The Gemara answers here was different because the Melech, if he says he's going to do it, you could rely on him. Another shayla the Gemara asks on him, you're giving schusim to a rasha. The Gemara answers that up also. So here's a case of Stira Zakenim, but ended up a tremendous binyan. Shalayra binyan Hurdis, Layra binyan Noam Yomav. That's the same thing over here. They were saying that it was because there's a Canaan, they don't understand, they have no, you know, they're not They're not tied to the new generation. Well, the old generation knows better. They're able to see things in a way that you're not able to see. And Memela, another than our view that they didn't understand that, they could not be the Manhigim. Memela, they had to be Nifter. So Moyer the Kemaisa, I saw brought down, Rishulev Diskin was accused with a big sheker that someone was Moitzi Shemra against him, that he stole money from someone, and the government was after him. Eventually, that was the reason why he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael. But they put him in jail for a long time, and the Beis Halevi with the mother, his Talmidim were very much Isaac in hiring a lawyer and getting him out of jail. So when the lawyer came to speak to him, the Beis Halevi turned his head away from him. The lawyer asks him, "My high, why aren't you looking at me?" So he says, "There's an Isra to look at a Russia." Apparently the fellow was a Machal Shabbos. He says, "It's also for us to look at a Russia." So the lawyer got very upset with him. He asked him a few questions and he walked out. When the Talmidim heard this, they were very upset. Here we hire a lawyer to take care of him. We spend good money. And it's also to be mistako in the face of a Russia upper. Lamaisa, you know, for your own good now, you should look away from that. When it came to that, some court case. In the middle of the court case, the lawyer tells the judge, "I want to tell the judge how meticulous this person is in honesty. But I, who came to help him, he wouldn't look at my face because I am wicked in his eyes." So the judge, the guy, the judge heard this. Mamash was spoiled. He says, "If he's careful with such a small thing, not to look in the face of a Russia, I could imagine that he's careful not to take somebody else's money." And the case was closed against him. So it turned out that the Talmidim thought was L'chayvash, it wouldn't be a good thing for him. Rishulev, he had the blick, he had the look. I'd rather, although the lawyer, L'chayvchila, was upset with him, but he respected him. And that kufa was the cause of his being free. That's the stiris zekanim binyan, or binyan zekanim stira. Pasuk says that in the avoid of Yom Kippur, the lokach ha-shnei ha-se'irim, Aaron should take the two goats, the hamid o'yisam l'fnei Hashem. Mishnah in the Sechtes Yuma, Dach Samach Bey says that the two goats of Yom Kippur, one was shechted for Hashem, one was sent out la'azazel, that carried the averus of the Bnei Yisrael on his back. It's a mitzvah, they should both be equal in the way they look, both be of equal height, they should both cost the same amount, they both should be bought at the same time. Hagam, it's not ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah that the two should look exactly alike and be taken at the same time. I have to understand, why was the Torah makbid on this? On putting them together so much, they have to look equal and they have to be bought at the same time and the same shavuos. Number two, the Torah says, v'hamid oisam l'pnei Hashem. You should stand them up before Hashem. What is the purpose of standing up both of them in front of Hashem? So much so that later on again it says that after the Seir, which goes to Hashem, is Geshachten, Shtei, Vaseir Asha'ola Olov HaGoyu La'azazel, Yom Adchai L'fnei Hashem. Again, it should be stood up before Hashem, L'chaper Olov, L'shalach HaSoy La'azazel HaMidbar. Why does the Torah again stress Yom Chai L'fnei Hashem? So again, number one, we have to understand why they both equal the Mara. They have to be both be born at the same time in their height. Why should they both be equal? What's the meaning of placing them both L'fnei Hashem? And that again, the Torah stresses on the Sirwa Zozel Yom Chai L'fnei Hashem. So I'd like to say over a beer, which is based on the Alshul, although it's not exactly the way the Al-Shech HaKadosh says it, but it's based on what the Al-Shech HaKadosh and other Mepharshim say. It's a davar yodua that not only do Yid, or humans for that matter, have a tremendous need to get closer to Hashem, but even inanimate objects, stones, offer, certainly animals, they have this taiva to get close to Hashem. You find by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu designated stones to lay his head on, said it was a machloikas between the stones, olayanuach Tzadik Zeres Roishe, whether it was the Malachim of the stones, whether it was the stones themselves. Or when I see, you see that even a diamond, something that's inanimate, that doesn't speak, it has a taiva to come close to Kedusha. Similarly, you find by Avraham Avinu, when he bought the Maris HaMachpelah, it says, by Yochum Stei Ephron got up, Zobrashi Tkuma Yisalai. It happened Aliyah. She Yotzim Yidei Hev, Yed Lidei Nasi. So even inanimate objects have that taiva to get close to Kedusha, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. We find by Eliyahu HaNavi a similar ma'aseh. By Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, when Eliyahu had a contest against the Nevi'e HaBaal. So the contest was they would bring out two cows. One would be brought on the Mizbeach LaHashem, and one would be brought out to the Mizbeach of the Baal. And whomever the fire comes, whichever one the fire comes down and consumes, that would be a siman to Klal Yisrael, that that's the one that they should accept. So Eliyahu's cow came easily. And state in Pasuk, that the Medrash says, that the 400 Nevi'e HaBaal were standing by the cow to schlep it to go on by the Zohar, and the cow wouldn't budge. And they're pushing it, and they're trying to pick it up, and the cow is struggling. It will not go to the Avodah Zohar. So Yo walks over to the cow. Yes, what's the problem? Oracle made an ace, and the cow opened up its mouth, and it started saying, he says, I and that cow, we grew up together. Why is that cow zoyche to go to Hashem, and I have to go to Avodah Zohar? So Yo told the cow, even though you're going to shame Avodah Zarah, but by the fact that the fire is not going to come down, and Klal Yisrael will see that the Emes de HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Baal, for Havdol of Havdolos, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that you'll be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Even so, the cow didn't want to go. Elio had to lead it to its being a Shachna, its Mizbeach. So the Mepharshim say that's what happened over here. By the Shnei Seirim, the Seirach of Hashem, and the Seirach of HaZazel. So the Seir Echad Lazozel has a time. Why is it that that seer goes to Hashem? It gets the shachtan on his back. It's mekayim mamish. It's takus to the highest madrega, and I have to go to the sitra akra where the koyach hatun is, and I get pushed off over there. Why should that be? The teretz is because by it carrying the averus of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael gets a kapara, it's mekayim the greatest kiddush Shem Shamayim. That is why the two seer have to be exactly alike. They look alike, they're the same height, they're born at the same time, to show that this one is just as chashuv as that one. This one is Mekayim B'Tachlis of Kiddush Shem Shamayim by going on the Mizbeach, and this one is Mekadosh Shem Shamayim by going in the other direction, but being Mekaper for Klal Yisrael. This is also why it says that the Kohen should be Maimed them Lufnei Hashem. Not only is the one that goes for a carbon Lufnei Hashem, but the one that's going to go in the other direction, that's also considered Lufnei Hashem. And again, the Torah stresses, Yom HaKai Lufnei Hashem, you should know that you are also standing before Hashem. You're being Mekayim, you're topless, the same way the other one is being Mekayim, is topless. Afterwards, I saw that the Chidah Taka brings down on the pasuk, on the words v'lokach shnei seirim. We find in the Torah the word l'kicha refers to amira. Kachas halavim v'shchehem b'dvarim kiyikach ish isha. There's an Indian of amira over the areya makudeshesli. So the Chidah says over here he spoke to the seir l'azazel and he told it that the same way the seir l'Hashem is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too you're also considered going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being going to the kapore of the Bnei Yisrael. With this Aaron HaKohen should come to the Kodesh, Bepar Ben Boker. There's a heter for the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. The Shittas HaGro is Chiddush Gadol, he says, but he bases it on numerous diyukim that Aaron HaKohen was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. Except he had to bring this korban that he brought on Yom Kippur, b'zoyshavi Aaron b'par ben bakar. So he was allowed to go in anytime he wanted, but that's only for the time of Aaron. Chukas Olam l'dayriseichem, that the only time a shayach to go in is on Yom Kippur. Throughout history we see the tremendous taiva that there was to be the Kohen Gadol. Not only for power purposes, being Kohen Gadol was a powerful position, but that they wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was a Mayu de Ketainim. Now the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, Toysiv Yonim. Give us Hashem Taishiv Yonim. The fear of Hashem is Moshev Yonim. This is referring to the Kehanim in Migdash Rishon. In Migdash Rishon, it stood for 410 years. There was only 18 Kehanim Gedolim. Ushnosh Rishon Tiktzarna, and the years of the Rishon will be shortened. This is referring to the Kehanim Gedolim in Bayis Sheni. It stood for 420 years, and there were over 300 Kehanim Gedolim during Bayis Sheni. Now you have to subtract 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, subtract another 80 that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol. Other people say Rav Elazar ben Charsim was the Kohen Gadol for another 11 years. So you subtract over here 131 years from 420, and there was over 300 Kohanim that used to die year after year. The Yerushalmi says Yeshayim, because they bought off the Kohen Gadol, they weren't really right the guy. And Yeshayim, that they killed each other with Kishif, because they wanted to come to that power of being Kohen Gadol. So Maridik and Tainik, to go into the Beis HaMikdash aside from the power. The Gemara Masechta Suma says a Maridik thing, Maisa with the Kohen Gadol Tzeduki Echad, that he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he brought the Ketoris the way the Tzedukim brought it. The Tzedukim brought the Ketoris, they were Masakana Bibachutz, and they came in already with the cloud of smoke. We say that you have to do it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They already prepared it from the outside and brought it in that way. And when he came out, or some Yeshayim before he went in with that, he told his father that I'm going to finally do it this way. I'm going to do it the way the Tzedukim do it. So his father told him, slow down. Hagam Mitaka believed that this is the way to do it. However, Lamaisa was scared of the Perushim, you know. Lamaisa, the Perushim, when they say something, you know, there's something to what they say, you know, cool it, don't get carried away. Lamaisa, he told his father, what? He says, Kol Yomai, Hoyisi Mistar al Posik Zer. All my life I was Mistar on this Posik. What's the Lushin? Yeah, Kiva Onan Eroa la Kapayres. With the Onan, I will appear on the Kapayres, meaning the Onan already coming in. And now it comes to my hands, I shouldn't be Makaimi. Lahavdil, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. But he was being, you know, when they were being Sarik is Besarik, Kol Yomai, I wanted to be Makaimi, Akash Shavu Lekecha, Chol Napshecha. So he said this Lashon over here. Anyway, so there's a Shiloh what happened to this fellow. There's one Shita that says that they found him in a garbage dump with flies coming out of his nose. He died. Others say that a Malach stamped on him with his foot to have to schlep him out of the Azara. There were Mulchamas that took place over the Kohen Gadol. Mamish Mulchamas. When Shimon HaTzadik was nifted, there was a big machlokes between his two sons, Chanya and Shimi, of the Kohen Gadol. Yanai HaMelech was a son, grandson of the Chashmonai Noam. He waged a tremendous war because they didn't want to allow him to become the Kohen Gadol. And finally, when his wife, Shlomis Tzion, when she was Nifter, so her two sons, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, that was going to be a major civil war in Klal Yisrael, which eventually led to the Romans coming in and led to the Churban. So it was mamish fighting over this Kohen Gadol. There was a Maridik and Taibit to be the Kohen Gadol. With all of that, there's a Gemara Masechta Sota that says, the Gemara Masechta Sota Davdalah Amid Beis, Yikara Hi Mipninim. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Torah is more Yokar Mipninim, it's more Yokar Mikayim Godul Shenichnis Lepnai Belefnim. A person sits and learns Torah, is dearer, Takadosh Baruch Hu, and he's on a higher Madrege than the Kohen that went in Lepnai Belefnim. On Yom Kippur, Pninim, the Gemara Darshan's from Lufnai v'Lufnim, which halfway of a fella, a person sits and learns. It's mamish on the Darg and greater than the Kohen Gadol that was Nichnas Lufnai v'Lufnim. And the Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos, the word Anoichi, the Nutrikin of Anoichi, Hashem Alikecha, Anoichi is Ano Nashoi Ksovis Yehovis, which the Marshot takes us to mean. I by myself, says Hashem, I wrote the Torah, and I personally gave it over to you. You get a letter from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, personally signed. Ooh, wow. And if, let's say, you had a letter from the Chofetz Chaim, I wrote it and I gave it over to you. There's others that teach, I wrote my nefesh into the Luchas. Words, if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nefesh, you come into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nefesh with the Torah. That's mamash the most pnimius contact that we can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Maridika Limut. Maridika Limut. That this time of seeing, of coming into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we can have this on a daily basis, Yikorahim Ipnim. Of Abamet Varim Amurim. Aaron HaKoyin, how is he Zoyche? He left everything behind outside. He didn't bring his cell phone in with him to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? The cell phone he didn't bring in with him. You know, if he would have brought that in, that would have everything. He left everything behind on the outside. The person sits and learns, he has to leave everything behind. Leave everything behind. In other words, it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now sitting and learning. That's the way he gets that time in learning. And that's the way he's zoiched to that madrig of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadosh. There's another time during the year that we're zoiched to go in Lefnai V'Lefnim, and that's Pesach by night. Told him numerous times, the Zohar HaKadosh says that when we sit by the Seder night, Shemaim opens up on top of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Palmaila, they come down to hear everything that's going on, the praises that we give, and the Maisim that we say over, Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is a very important Nekuda to be Maisim to this. Once saw the Satmar Rebbe, that you see that on Yom Kippur, there were many chashashas, they were scared, they kept the Kohen Gadol up a whole Yom Kippur by night, they were afraid he would fall asleep, he'd become tame, sikeri, they were afraid his wife would be nifted, they were misakim l'isha acheres. Like, why are we scared of these things? Punk Yom Kippur by night, the young kodesh, you should be scared of such things. Samar Rebbe says, Adarab, because of its kedusha, the sultan does everything possible to try and shter that it should not be the way it should be. And that's a klal for every time that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sultan tries and does everything possible to try and shter us. Whether it's to shter us from learning, or even on Pesach. Pesach, you know, we get so caught up with the preparations and such, by the time Seder night comes, we're mamish pooped, we're tired, and we can't go through with it. A person has to be mishtadel. And also, you know, sometimes when things get, you know, nerve-wracking, you know, there's tempers flare, that's exactly what the Sultan wants. So we have to be careful that as we're approaching that Yom Kodesh, when Shemayim is opened up on top of us, and your mom is on the Madrega, that's why the Svarim says, one sheet that says the reason why we wear the kittel is diamond to the big day loving of the kind God of Nigel of Nim. Right? So we have to realize that, not to let, you know, angers flare, not to allow tension in the house. It's kedai to get all the things ready before Erev Pesach, all the shopping and everything that Erev Pesach should be menuchadik. You can sit down to the Seder night with a bissel menucha, so that when Shemayim opens up, when we come into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should talk to be daima to the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadosh. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimer, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. K'maase Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo. Like the actions of Eretz Mitzrayim that you lived there, loisah, so you shouldn't do. U'k'maase Eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shama. Like the actions of the land of Canaan that I'm bringing you there, the people of Canaan, loisah, u'v'chukreisem loisah leichem. So svasem asher k'sakashem amonershem. If you're talking about Averis, there's Tayag Mitzvahs, there's Shasa, Loisase. So, I mean, what does it have to tell me? Don't do like the Mitzvahim, don't do like Canaan. It's already Nichol and the Tayag Mitzvahs. Elamai, it's not the Tayag Mitzvahs, it's Mutter. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? So to Sfas Emes, that even in the Divrei Rishus, even in the things that are Mutter, you have to act like a Yid. There's eating like a guy, and there's eating like a yid. There's sleeping like a guy, and there's sleeping like a yid. So for that, the Torah tells us that even in the divrei rishus, even in the things that are mutter, you have to be very careful not to do like the yid in Mitzrayim, and not to do like the guy in Mitzrayim, not to do like the guy in Canaan. Certain things that are very hard to define. Over it goes into the fifth chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not often halacha, or it's something that is something. Sometimes you find people that say, "What's wrong? It's not brought down halacha." you know, kol minei zachin, that one knows that is beyond the border of what we would like to be. We have to realize that beyond the halacha, there's the v'hiyisan liam segula. We have to be a nation that's apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes under that category. Certain things that if you do them, you're not over on the Tayyad Mitzvahs, or you're over on the v'hiyisan liam segula. You're over on that Indian of being designated as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Just one more short verb. It's a state by Aaron Bal Yovi B'choleis al HaKadosh. It shouldn't come all the time al HaKadosh. There's a Gemara in Tzuvos, a Maridiki Gemara in Tzuvos, should give chizuk to each one of us. Gemara in Tzuvos, Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, Oisei Tzedakah B'choleis, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvav. Praise is the person that keeps Mishpat, and he does tzedakah b'choleis. He does tzedakah at every moment. Frank the Gemara, is it possible to do tzedakah at every moment? How's that shayach? So the Gemara, zeha mefarnes, bono v'bnoisav, zeha zon, bono v'bnoisav, kishayim ktam. Someone that supports his children, the asaymach al shokhanoi, that's oisei tzedakah b'choleis. Every second of the day, you're doing tzedakah. So Gemara, the gazah. There was a fellow in Vilna that whenever they came to him for tzedakah, he was a cheapskate. Whenever they came to him for tzedakah, so he says, I'm not machayiv to give. He says, I'm oisei tzedakah b'choleis. You know, I do tzedakah every second. I support my children. I'm not machayiv to give. So they mentioned it to the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen told him, tell him this pasuk over here. Va'al yovei b'choleis el ha-kodesh. B'choleis is taka kind of a tzedakah. Avoid that, you don't get in HaKadosh Baruch Hu easily. Because that's a chiyuv, you have to take care of your family. Over, you want to be able to get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Val Yovei B'choleis al HaKadosh, with the tzedakah B'choleis, you're not going to be able to get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are gezakta from the Goyen. Good Shabbos, everybody. Nachak Kosher B'Sameach. We should all talk to the Zoyche, to the Gulu Shlame of Meher B'Yameinu. Amen. Amen.